In this week's lesson, there's a statement from Psalm. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. And it reminded me of a wonderful healing I'd had a while ago when I woke up in the middle of the night very, very ill with some kind of a stomach virus or a poison, something. Anyway, I felt so sick I could barely think. But that one verse came to me, and I just had a vision of God's angels surrounding me. That's all I could think, that one thought, and I clung to that thought and worked to know that that was the truth, and that if God's angels surrounded me, then nothing could touch my being but God's love. And I held to that, refusing to think about anything else, including the discomfort. By daybreak, I remember the thing, it was leaving me, and by morning, it was gone, and I knew it was because I had followed Mrs. Eddy's instruction to cling steadfastly to the truth of being. Hang on. Sometimes Bicknell Young says when you're at the end of the rope, to tie a knot and to hang on, and how true that is. And so that verse always reminds me of that wonderful healing. In the lesson two, Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health, these angels deliver us from the depths. Truth and love come nearer in the hour of woe when strong faith or spiritual strength wrestles and prevails through the understanding of God. The Gabriel of his presence has no contest. To infinite, ever-present love, all is love, and there is no error, no sin, sickness, nor death. Certainly it's what happened to me that evening, and I'm so very grateful to Mrs. Eddy for giving us our wonderful textbook, for our Bible, for these truths that we make practical in our lives. So grateful to be here with you all tonight.